Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna. From third canto. We are looking from the third canto, 31st chapter, the movements of the living entity. And verse number, I think it's 14. Hare Krishna, Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama
Hare Rama Hare Rama
Rama Rama Hare Hare
Rama Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama
Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai Shri Prabhupada ki. This verse is nice, you know, it's in Brahma Sita lyric. Yaha Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 Yaha Pancha Bhuta Rachite Rahitaha Sharire Channaha Ayatendriya Gunatha Siddhatma Koham Tena Avikuntramati Tena Avikuntha Mahimanam Rushim Tamenam Vande Param Prakriti Purushayoho Pumamsam. See, Brahma says lyric is very easy. Chintamani Prakarasadmasu Kalpa Vriksha Lakshavriteshu Surabhir Abhipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Chatasambrama Sevyamanam Govindamadi Purusham Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Govindamadi Purusham
Govindamadi Purusham
Tamaham Bhajami
Tamaham
Bhajami. Same, same. Yaha Pancha Bhuta Rachite
Yaha Pancha Bhuta Rachite
Rahita Sharire
Rahita Sharire
Channo Yathendriya
Channo Yathendriya
Gunatha
Siddhatma
Koham Siddhatma
Koham
Tena Vikuntha
Tena Vikuntha
Mahimanam Rushimta Menam
Mahimanam Rushimta Menam
Vande Param
Vande Param
Prakriti Purushayo Mausam Govindamadi Purusham
Govindamadi Purusham
Tamaham Bhajami
Tamaham Bhajami
Vande Param
Vande Param
ప్రకృతి పురుషయో పుమాంసం య పంచభూతరచితే రైతశరీరే య పంచభూతరచితే రైతశరీరే ఛన్నో యథేంద్రియ గుణార్థ చిదాత్మకోహం తేనా వికుంఠ మహినామన్ ఋషిం తమేనం వందే పరం ప్రకృతి పురుషయో మాంసం గోవిందమాదిపురుషం తమహం భజామి య పంచభూతరచితే రైతశరీరే ఛన్నో యథేంద్రియ గుణార్థ చిదాత్మకోహం తేనా వికుంఠ మహిమానం ఋషిం తమేనం వందే పరం ప్రకృతి పురుషయో పుమాంసం య పంచభూతరచితే రహితశరీరే ఛన్నో యథేంద్రియ గుణార్థ సిద్ధాత్మకోహం తేనా వికుంఠ మహిమానం ఋషిం తమేనం వందే పరం ప్రకృతి పురుషయో పుమాంసం య పంచభూతరచితే రహితశరీరే ఛన్నో యథేంద్రియ గుణార్థ చిదాత్మకోహం తేనా వికుంఠ మహిమాన్ ఋషిం తమేనం వందే పరం ప్రకృతి పురుషయో పుమాంసం excuse me, it was very nice, but this is Mahad Atikrama. Our Prabhupada's disciples are here, so let them recite first. Be careful in future. We should never disrespect any Amani Manadena. If you don't realize this, what are we here for? Always be humble and let the seniors take their own turn. It's beautiful, you see. Very nice, so improved you. But Mahadakara, if you cross over the Mahadatikramaha, then you lose everything. There will be outward show of bhakti, but a real solid bhakti will not be there. So we follow these etiquettes. Yes, Prabhupada disciple is here. Call us here. This Pumamsa means Supreme Absolute Truth. So we should lovingly chant it. Pumamsa. 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 Om. Om is there, Om. So you should close the lips and vibrate. Pumasam.
Pumasam.
Yes. 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 Who takes this turn?
Anyone who's good at chanting.
Oh, Jay. Shane Maharaj is senior, isn't it? The senior most devotee. Very good. Very good. Very good. Parvishayoho Pumasam.
Panchabhuta rachite rahita sharire.
Panchabhuta rachite rahita sharire.
Chano yatendriya gunartha chitatmakoham.
Chano yatendriya gunartha chitatmakoham. Very good.
Tena vikuncha mahimana nishrimtamenam.
Vande param prakriti purushayo pumansam. Vande param prakriti purushayo pumansam. Yes, Sham. Now go on. God, I forgot the
screen.
Chidātmakoham.
Tena vikunta mahimānam rishim tamenam.
Tena vikunta mahimānam rishim tamenam.
Vande param prakriti purushayo pumānsam.
Very good.
Vande param prakriti purushayo
pumānsam. Parth yatra ki jai. Yes, nice birth has produced nice devotee. Yes,
Yaha pancha bhuta rachite rahita sharire.
This rahita, there is visarga, you know. So we have to pronounce a bit of it. Yaha pancha bhuta rachite rahita sharire.
Yaha pancha bhuta rachite rahita sharire. I know you only. Auckland is Madhuri Mataji. Makoham.
Go to the equation, please repeat. Yaha,
who,
Panchabhuta,
five
gross elements,
Rachite,
made of,
Rahitaha,
separated,
Sharire,
the material body,
Channaha,
covered,
Anyatha,
unfitly,
Indriya,
senses,
guna,
qualities,
artha,
objects of senses,
chit,
ego,
atmakaha,
consisting of,
aham,
I,
tena,
by a material body,
avikuntha
mahimanam, whose glories are unobscured. Rishim,
all-knowing,
Tam,
death,
Enam,
unto
him,
Vande,
I offer my obeisances,
Param,
transcendental,
Prakriti,
to material nature,
Purushayoho,
to the living entities,
Pumamsam,
unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Please repeat. I am separated from the Supreme Lord
because of my
being in this material body,
which
is made of five elements,
and therefore
my qualities and senses are being obscured. Although I am essentially spiritual,
because
the Supreme Personality of Godhead
is
transcendent to material nature
and
the living entities,
because
he is devoid of such a material body, and because
he is always glorious
in spiritual qualities,
I
offer my respectful obeisances
unto
him. Please hear the purport. The difference between the living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is that the living entity is prone to be subjected to material nature, whereas the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always transcendental to the material nature as well as to the living entities. When the living entity is put into the material nature, then his senses and qualities are polluted or designated. There is no possibility for the Supreme Lord to be embodied by the material qualities or material senses, for he is above the influence of the material nature and cannot possibly put into the darkness of ignorance like the living entities. Because of his full knowledge, he is never subjected to the influence of material nature. Material nature is always under his control, and it is therefore not possible that material nature can control the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since the identity of the living entity is very minute, he is prone to be subjected to material nature. But when he is freed from this material body, which is false, he attains the same spiritual nature as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At that time, there is no qualitative difference between him and the Lord. But because he is not so quantitatively powerful as to never be put under the influence of material nature. He is quantitatively different from the Lord. The entire process of devotional service is to purify oneself of this contamination of material nature and put oneself on the spiritual platform, where he is qualitatively one with the Supreme Lord. In the Vedas it is said that the living entity is always free. Asangohi am purushaha. The living entity is liberated. His material contamination is temporary, and his action and his actual position is that he is liberated. This liberation is achieved by Krishna consciousness, which begins from the point of surrender. There it is said here, therefore, it is said here, I offer my respectful obeisance unto the Supreme Person. Om Ajnana Jnanandasya Namanjana Sulaka Shri Chaitanya Manohavishnam Sulamayam Dadadi Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Guru Sri Guru Sri Guru Sri Guru Sri Guru Sri Radha Krishna Sahagana Sri Vishnu Krishna Krishna Sindhu Vinamana Jagatpate Gopesha Yogi Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Kripa Sindhu Deva Patitanam Nebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadhara Srivasai Gaura Bhakti Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Karan. Nice, Vamshi, flute. Vamshi, Vibhushita. Yes, how nice. Stencil they decorated with Vamshi by flute. Vamshi, Vibhushita Karan. Navanira Dabha. Pitambarat Aruna Bimba Kaladarusha Punendu Mukhat Aravinda Netra Krishnat Param Kimapitatvam Aham Najane Krishnat Param Kimapitatvam Aham Najane Krishnat Param Kimapitatvam Aham Najane. It's very easy. Vamshi Vibhushita Karan. His hands are transcendently decorated with the flute, nice flute. Vamshi Vibhushita Karan Navanir Dabat his color is given. Navaneer, the newly water-laden clouds, is the color in Vaidya. Vamshi vibhushita karan. How is it? Please sing. Vamshi vibhushita karan. Navaneer dabhad. Then it's Chitambar. His nice yellowish refrain. You know, nice color you have today. Who says that ISKCON is in the field? There is no the field. Where is the field? We concoct the field. There is no the field. And they should come to their senses at least. Who cannot they all alter that thing like this? And do you think that it's just accident? There is no management behind it. Daily we are 4:30 we have Mangalarti. What is wrong? What's wrong? We are just concocting the difficulties. There are no difficulties. This unflinching attachment to Krishna should be there, that's it. That's the only condition. And this is all availing. You please remember, this is the manifestation. We are all bright people. Manifestation of Prabhupada's devotion, unflinching devotion service is manifesting in so many innumerable living entities. Why we are degrading ourselves, I don't know. Don't hear these things. We are all right. Our Father is so powerful. He is always here to protect us. And Supreme Father is always there. His description, how nice it is. Mamsi vibhushita karan. This vibration is Krishna, Krishna himself. Vamsi vibhushita karan. Navaneera dabhad. Pitambara. Pitambara. It's not known as dhoti. Dhoti is we have. It's all material dhoti. His ambar is equally transcendental by him. And because it is transcendental, so as we have seen in the purport, that it is transcendental, anything transcendental is spotless. There is no contamination for the material energy there. Material energy cannot exist. This is his Pitambara. Pitambarad. Pitambarad. These tranquil lips are described. Aruna Bimba. Radharoshtha. There is a fruit when he was there playing in Vrindavan. Aruna Bimba fruit, you know. It's red, very red, Aruna Bimba. And his lips are reddish, you know. There is no need of lipstick for his lips. And those who run after him, they have also natural red lips. Those who are half-hearted, their lips are half red. There is no heart, no red lips. Please recognize the yatamam prapadyante namastadayo vajanga. As you surrender to me, I reciprocate. And it's a beautiful word. Further, then again, third line. Purnendu mukha.
Purnendu mukha.
Purna indu mukha. Lotus place. Purna, complete, indu. Moon. Full moon. Like. And moon is all like a watermelon. It's not like banana. And banana is also beautiful. But rotten banana is completely gone. Our faces are like rotten banana. Somewhere is hanging, somewhere. Please, for 8 hours. Our Lord, Purnendu Mukhat,
Purnendu Mukhat,
Aravinda Netra.
Aravinda Netra.
His eyes are like lots of petals. He is
Shri Vibhushita Karan Navaneer Dava
Pitambara
Aruna Bimba Palada Roshta Figure. He's always dancing on the lotus of my heart. And my mind is full of this figure. I don't have any other place for anybody else. This should be our now goal. Our mind is our enemy. If it is not filled with this transcendent figure, because our mind is not full, so we see, we discriminate. We do so many things here and there and make the mess of the whole thing. Please, please, always the mind must be controlled and completely full with this. There is no place for other things. Enough of it we had for the whole of lifetime. How many years are gone? Srimad Maharaj, how many years? At least 10, isn't it? For all this chemical combination. Please forget about it. This is. And then he says, the such a transcendent figure, Krishna param imapitatvam aham na jane. I don't know any other substance except this transcendent figure. And this is the subject matter of this Kapila's instructions through the living entity who is unborn. He prays. How nice it is. Anything which is not Krishna's, we reject it as a poison. Some living entity we may claim that I am Krishna, and his face is completely gone, rubbish. He is aging, he is dying. Yes, I am Krishna, I am Krishna. Then your face is going completely. You are suffering, poor excellent. Your hair is grey, you have to put all the coal available in the world to make it black, and even then the white will come out. Please, please, save yourself from this misguidance. Ye bilkul maskari hai Krishna ki. Kyon madhara bhagare, why we are running here and there? This is Shastra. That Vamsi Vijita Karan, he is a completely transcendent figure. He never deteriorates, his energy is never obscured. Always they are what they are. They never change. Such a Lord we have, and we are running after some foolish figure with all the bushy hair or whatever. Margaret will shoot him, you know. It's a mockery of whole of our material existence. If you still run after the dog, such a nice transcendent figure is there, such a puja is there. What is there in personal worship? I myself is dying, and I want worship. It's a silly thing we are after. Prabhupada was giving a very nice example, you know. This frog, you know, frog. Frog has a mystic power. He has two qualities of mystic power. One is, it can breathe under the earth. Under the ground it can breathe. And then it has another mystic power. With his tongue he can stretch. So suppose he sees the insect there, immediately it breathes. And that frog is very easily eaten by the snake. So one frog was already in the jaw of snake. So within a second, it is just be consumed. But in the meantime, he saw the insects. This way, we are losing ourselves. And even then, hey, where is my garden? Hey, where is my garden? I'm angry with you. Where is my seed?
Where is my this and where is my that? God, this pratishtha in puja, worship I want pratishtha and everything, and not here alone, but wherever I go, I must have my garland. And when I go, there will be 10 garlands on my way. You be careful. When I die, 10 garlands must be on my neck. When he is not seeing, but he is after that. He had one prime minister in India. So he was very old. So he's nearing death, you know. So his body was so small on him. So he was not able to sit on the normal chair. So nice chairs were prepared for him to sit with the swollen body. Then people went to him and said, sir, now you're dying. He is now resigned. So that another young man takes over. I said, I want to die as a prime minister. So people said, whether you die as a prime minister or not, it doesn't make any difference. Dead man is dead man. Dead man is not prime minister dead and doctor dead and engineer dead. Dead is dead. That's it. No. He said, if I die as a prime minister, in my funeral ceremony, all the presidents and prime ministers will be there. He is not seeing the funeral ceremony. But he wants a grand view. To that extent, we are not run after the puja and pratishtha. This is said here, that Krishna param tatvam aham na jane. Krishna ke siva हम कुछ जानते नहीं, we don't know anything apart from this. Please, I don't know how to insist, but this verse is the best thing. Come on, say, Om Shri Vibhushita Karan,
Om Shri Vibhushita Karan,
Navaneera Dabha,
Navaneera Dabha,
Pitambarad,
Pitambarad,
Aruna Bimba,
Saladarotha
Purnendu Mukhat
Purnendu
Mukhat Aravinda Netra
Aravinda Netra
Krishnat Param
Krishnat Param
Kimabhitatvam
Aham
Aham
Najane
Krishna Param Kimapi Tattvam Aham Najane. We should come to this conclusion. And this is the purport of this verse. He describes the living entities. The unborn child is describing. We should remember always that we were in the same position. And here Kapildev gives very nice description through the mouth of this unborn child. And we know Kapildev, you know. He is one of the 12 Mahajanas. Who are they? 12 Mahajanas. Yes. You sound, you know, you have some knowledge, but not full. I mean, next birth will definitely complete it. Be at ease, you know, don't do it more. Too much is bad, anything. What is it? In Bhagavad Gita, it's very nicely said. What is that verse? Yuktahara. Yuktahara virahara se. Yukta cheshtasya karmasu, yukta sapnava bodhasya, yoga bodhi dukha. Very nice instruction is that if you want to run after Krishna, then these things have got to be in a limited thing. It's very, very nice verse in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says that the devotees also have to eat, they have to sleep, they have to have some sense gratification. And they have to have the rest of the things also. But they are limited. They are very sane regarding eating, sleeping, mating and defending. This is the purport of this verse from Bhagavad Gita. Yukta ahara. be very discriminative in eating, because this is the only place wherein we can put something in our body. We can put through the hand, we can put through the legs or any other part. This is the only thing. So we should be very careful what is going in. And then only this yoga bhavati dukkha, this bhakti yoga, then will definitely mitigate all our miseries. But if you pollute your bhakti by directing to something else, then it's gone. If you learn rasgulla instead of Krishna, eventually you will become rasgulla. Do you want to become rasgulla? What is it? My medicine must be there, you know. Shen, Maharaj, still you are taking? No. Reduce or no? Reduce. So how many now? No. Nothing. Shen Maharaj, I love him. He had prepared my prasad. I don't forget. And Madhu is comfortable with this in his cooking for me. And three times he burned the khichdi. Once he put the pot of khichdi on the fire, and he remembered his grandfather. So he went to see him. By the time he comes back, khichdi was like a coal. And I was shouting from inside, "Hey, Shayan, I'm hungry. Is it ready?" "Yes, Maharaj, not to worry." And all the three pots were lying there with burnt khichdi. Then he wanted to prepare puris, you know. He knew how to prepare puris. So he made a dough. By the time the dough was ready, puri dough is bit hard, you know. And, he forgot that he was making puri. So he had the chapatis out of the puri. Then after rolling the chapatis, he remembered that he has to prepare puris. So he fried the chapati. Then Maharaj Leela, and never forget. And at that time, then it was already 1:30, I was shrouding like anything. I thought this is cooking, he knows now. For 15 days I trained him. And I was ready, "Now Maharaj, you should not worry. I'm ready." And then eventually, fried chapatis came before me and half burnt khichdi. I said, "I should kill you now." Now, our Maharaj, really. And since then, I don't forget, he is Maharaj, eternally Maharaj. He's a very good boy. Once he is kicked out of the temple. She has all the experiences. He was so very sincere that he would walk from there for Mangalarti. He didn't stop Mangalarti. And that's why he's still there. So nice. Your example is really worth following, except Khichdi. Please, this sincerity has saved this soul. Otherwise, you would have been completely lost, as it is in open life, you know. Please, follow these things. These jivas, they are eternally attracted to Krishna. And as soon as they are attracted, it's unfeeling attraction. Because that is our constitutional position, as we know. And here the same thing has been said, that all this guna, siddhatmakam, whatever, artha, the sense objects, we are completely done away with. We only have the things which are definitely essential for our keeping our soul and body together. That's it. Nothing more. And as soon as we come to this conclusion, then Krishna is very near to us. You can relate him. It's very nicely said in the pages of Bhagavatam that devotional service, which is based on foreground of full knowledge. This building is very beautiful, Mandir is very nice, because it has the foreground. And there are the garden and flower trees and this and that. So it appears very beautiful. The same way, our bhakti must have the foreground. And there is full knowledge. And the knowledge is that we are very temporarily situated in this material body. That is definite. Whether we accept it or not, it is a fact. And herein, the eternal nature of our whole process is given. What is eternal? That any faith we may follow, but metal bodies are there. Everywhere the metal bodies are there. If he is a president, his body is also there. Or whoever, maybe very important person, but he has the material body. And only the devotee's body cooperate with him. All other bodies are not cooperating with him. Every hour, this president goes for checking. Check up. We were in America before we came here, and one man came, one of our Maharaj came, and he said, "Do you have regular checkups?" I said, "Checkup? What checkup?" He said, "No, medical checkup must be there." So I don't feel anything wrong. So unless I feel wrong, I don't have the checkups. This is how. We are not feeling wrong, and even then we are addicted to the checkups. So we are not addicted to Krishna. That is difficulty. If Krishna is completely occupying our this silly thing, then there is no room for checkups. No, isn't it? Checkups must be there. You never know, there may be something wrong. So I don't, wrong means I will die, isn't it? That's the only result. If there is something wrong, we pass away. So it's all right. Where is he now? And I will tell you, those who are ready to die, they don't die. Those who are not ready to die, they die. But then you have unnecessary checkups. The doctor says, after 6 months you will have a heart attack. Who? Is it? No, doctor. No, I don't want heart attack. Eh? No, but after 6 months you will definitely have. So what is it? Start medicine. You start the medicine. And now, in the other check, then again doctor, when should I come? He said, come after 1 month, again I check. And again he says, your 3 nerves are full, you know. Now heart rate is very near. And when you gave the medicine, so what for medicine I took? Again my nerves are full. So now what is to be done? He said, no, you must have operation bypass. Is it, doctor? If I delay? No. Delay is dangerous. So you do the operations? Yes. I'm the most expert in. So when can I, can we have operation? He said, no, for next 3 months I'm very busy. But I'm only free tomorrow. All right, doctor. Then let me see. He goes walking there and he sleeps on the cot. Maybe he's finished. And then he really, before operation he was not a heart patient. After operation he becomes a heart patient. And the lifelong tablets. Again. Please save yourself. We are Krishna Param Tattvam Aham Na Jane. And we have voluntarily curtailed our ahara, our eating habits. No need of telling these things. But we have to propagate. They say we should be clear about these points. We have followed, and to that extent we are benefited. So this benefit, selfishly, we don't want to keep with us. And that's why ISKCON is the only society where the effective preaching is going on without selfish interest. This is the thing. As soon as there is an under interest, then that preaching may not be effective. But we love the living entity, and because we love the living entity, we call them on Sunday, we feed them, we have nice kirtans, they dance in the kirtan, and whatever nerves are full, they are getting completely cleared. Every day the nerves are getting full. Colostrum, they call it. We have never, in the wildest of our dreams, we have never heard this colostrum term in our childhood. They may be having colostrums, but nobody knew that colostrum is there. And now we are very educated, you know. So we are colostrum, and we know. So now we have to again check up. Again, colossal level.
Are you mad?
Have you faith in the Supreme Person? He has given you the body. He is maintaining it. Shastra says, Bhut Bhran. He maintains every living entity. But we completely forget the transcendental energy of Krishna. And he has innumerable energies. And they work automatically. What is it? Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. Natat samasya abhyadikasya drishyate. Parasya shaktir vividaiva shruvete. Parasya shaktir is energy. Vividaiva, innumerable. Parasya shaktir vividaiva shruvete. Svabhaviki jnana bala kriya. Svabhaviki. By natural sequence, they work. Our body is under his control. And he has his energy in our body also. So would not that energy cure us if there is something wrong? And that is the secret of our health. Because we don't know this, and knowingly we may not have faith. So that's why we are in trouble. And this was clear completely. That this guna artha siddhatma koham, I am completely fool. That I am running after the sense gratification or sense objects. Please try to control yourself, and to the extent you control, you will be quite all right with Krishna. There is no need of any outward curing effects at all. No, acupuncture is best. So daily he goes to acupuncture. Man, acupuncture may be needed for some time, but not because it is non-reactive. We should always go and sleep in front of him. No, or Ayurvedic medicine or homeopathic is non-reactive. But medicine is medicine. You cannot take a snan with Ayurvedic medicine. Please try to control. And as soon as you wind up from this, then Krishna param tatvam om na jane. I don't know any other thing than Krishna. Yeah, we were in Houston, and there is a Shyam Sundar president there. He told me one thing, that since last 27 years, he doesn't have a medical insurance. In America, it's so costly to have the medical insurance. Is there any American here? No? Nobody? You're far away from America. Anyway. Huh? Somebody is there. Ajay Mataji, he is there. America, he is there. So he gave me this his own experience. He says, since last 27 years, I'm with the temple, I'm the president of the temple, and I don't have the medical insurance, and I didn't have any headache any time. This is the thing. Because his whole being maybe helplessly worries about Krishna daily. Then how will do the puja, how to read in the bhuka, what is to be done. So Krishna is always playing in his mind. Please, this is the way. As soon as you come to this point, then you are completely out of danger. And if you don't follow this, then everywhere we are in danger. This is the thing. We had a nice devotee poet in India. His name was Sur Das. He was blind. But he was unthinking he was a devotee of Krishna. You know, in 10th canto, there is Bhramar Geet, song of the bees. So there are only 11 verses there. But he had composed 300 songs regarding this bee song. So nice songs are there. In Hindi, and they're too in Vrijvasi. This is Vrindavanvasi language. Beautiful bhajans are there. So that time there was a king, Akbar, Muslim king was there. So he might have heard that this Sur Das is very nice devotee, nice bhakta. You know? So one day, king thought that I must hear the bhajans. So he invited him. Sur Das went there, and he sang so many bhajans about Krishna. Then Akbar was very pleased. He said, now sing my glories. So Sur Das replied in a very nice bhajan. And the meaning of the bhajan is that there is no place in the mind for anybody else. It's all full with Krishna. The king, he was emperor. He could have just killed him immediately. Anybody would abide by his orders. Hukam janite nonirindra. Hukam means order. And who can give orders? They are known as hukamchan. So please, this devotee had so much courage to deny him that my mind is full of Krishna. I don't have any place for you either. Because Krishna is playing in my heart. It's beautiful. Radayateva Madan Murti. That Madan Murti is always playing in my heart and mind, and for a moment or so, that murti doesn't vacate my mind. So I'm sorry, he said, Vyasa. I'm sorry, King, I can't glorify you because there is no place for you in my mind. Then Akbar said, all right, you don't know. But now you must ask me something, what do you want? I must give you. So he said, please, no, I'm simple, I'm very simple. Whatever I want, I get. So don't worry about me. No. You must ask. You can go empty-handed from my court. He said, please, excuse me. I don't require anything. I'm very simple. Some bit of food here and there I take. I get everything. No, he said, you must give. All right, he said, because you are insisting. Give me one thing, he said. And he asked one thing. And he was surprised. He said, in future, please never call me in your court and break my bhajans. I am very busy in glorifying Krishna. So you should never call me. If I were there, I would tell him that please call me again and again. And I will boast then Akbar, I am going to the court, you know. No. This material contamination is completely absent in the pure devotees. Please, that pure devotee, we have to be. Prabhupada gave this to everybody and look for one. He generously gave the knowledge to everybody, but he was always looking for one. Bahunam Janmanamanti. After many births, we may achieve this type of pure devotional service. It's very easy. In a way, it's very easy. We are only broken ourselves. We are only to be blamed. And what our nature is, we blame the whole world except ourselves. This should not be. This is not devotee. The devotee blames himself and digs into his own heels. And that is what Surdas is. That's what pure devotees are. Prabhupada had so many difficulties. But not a single word we find in his writing. That somebody troubled him and somebody did that. Nothing. Except Krishna the Katha. There is nothing. His is the living example that only the Krishna was there in his mind. And as soon as we follow these things, it's very easy. Otherwise, we are completely entangled into Gunarmi Chakram. Gunarmi means the waves of modes of material nature. And Chakram means whirlpool. Waves are all right there. All the whole of lifetime, we are swimming in the waves of lower modes, and then in that also there is whirlpool of the modes. Now what happens that we are going on? We are in the temple, fortunately. But again we are having our own moods. Moods, that is. That this I don't like, this I don't like, I don't like, I can't do this, I can't do this. All these things are going on. And then again there are whirlpool. Then I have to marry, I have to separate, I have to do this, I have to do that. Except devotional service, our minds are completely berserk to do anything and everything. This must stop. That is the purport here. And why? Because we know that our own interest. What is Swartha Gatim? Hi Param Vishnu. Nate Vidhu Swartha Gatim Hi Vishnu. We don't know that our own Gati is Vishnu. And we are weak in that then. Because of the ignorance, we are weak in the devotional service. And then there is no reciprocation from the Transcendent Lord. And if there is no reciprocation, we get upset with the Lord. He said, what is this? Nothing is doing, we are not doing. Since for 20 years I am here, and I don't get any reciprocation. It's none of his fault. The process is very, very, very eternal. But even then we are not getting it.
So there must be something wrong in us. That we have to first say. And as soon as we come out of this Guru Gunarmi Chakra, everything becomes very, very Vaikuntha-like. We don't hate any living entity. We are not intimately connected with any living entity. We are equal, that is equipoise. And we are, the most important thing is, when we come to this point, to understand Bhagavad Gita, we are completely satisfied. And as soon as the satisfaction is there, we think that it is all in all. Santosh is all in all. But please remember, Santosh is the beginning. Satisfaction is the beginning of transcendental bliss. And we have to attain the supreme transcendental bliss. And again, transcendental bliss is not all in all. But in transcendental bliss, we must become neutral and equipoised. These two things must be there. Neutral means we are completely out of the reach of the duality. Whether we lose or win, it's all the same. Today we are president of the whole community, tomorrow we may have to quit. Doesn't matter. So far so better. Today we are in a nice position, tomorrow we are to go. Doesn't matter. So far as we are not decreasing our own devotional service, everything is palatable. This is neutrality. Sukh, dukh doesn't have any effect on him. The devotee is welcome dukh, like Kunti Maharaj. That we can remember Krishna intensely in dukh. This is neutrality. And as soon as you are neutral, you are bound to be equipoised. But in again equipoised, the intimacy should be avoided. There is no intimate relationship. Only equal to everybody. And that is how we go near Krishna. And as soon as you cross over neutrality and equipoised nature, then you go to him and he is the only all blissful Lord. And the result is that our life is completely sublime, very settled. We don't worry about anything. We have anchor of Nashavachitana constantly, Brahma Bhuta stage. And as soon as you reach that, you are completely near Krishna. And then again, herein also, we should remember ourselves that we don't lose our individuality. That is, he has said, that to that Lord I pay my obeisances to. So we again are paying obeisance there also. We are completely minute in nature, Prabhupada writes. And being minute, there is always risk of being covered by the moles again, material nature. This should not happen. That's why again and again, regularly, Nityam Bhagavata Sivaya. Regularly we worship the Lord. Regularly we dress him. Regularly we are the Mangalas. Everything is regular. Again and again there are Bhagavatam Kutasi. Same message is given from here since last so many years. And our minds are completely vacant. Nothing goes in. That's our trouble. So please stop this and have unclean faith in this process. And as soon as you come to this, then we realize that devotional service is beyond any conditions. Prabhupada has given everything in this purport, the purport we saw today. There is no condition attached. Niyamita smarnena kalaha. There is not any condition at all. Any time you can follow this. And as soon as you come to this level, then any situation is palatable. We don't hate anybody. We are not attached to anybody. And that is devotional service. This is knowledge. This is full knowledge. But knowledge on its own just leads us to the impersonal aspect of Krishna. We are accumulating knowledge since last so many years. But that is touching impersonal aspect. But as soon as you go there and you realize its importance, then dhyana starts, meditation starts. And meditation is also not all in all. But we are interested in his figure,
We try to meditate on the figure, and always the figure is playing on the lotus of our heart. And then we, somehow or the other, by His mercy, we get the devotional spark. And that spark should be continued, devotional service. So we serve. Today, Kala Prabhu rang and he said, I'm in Kalkutta, I'm working somewhere. So I told that if you are not able to come, we'll cancel the class. No, he said, I'm coming. This is devotional spark. Service is going on. The people who are staying outside, they have to be very particular about their own prescribed duties. Under the prescribed duties performed, the flow of money will not be there. And this is a complex society. Whether we want or not, we are not greedy. But the flow of money must be there. Don't hide these facts. Perfectly those who perform their prescribed duty, they are free from the duties. And those who are lucky to be in this community, they are extremely lucky. Please make the best of your time and go through these things, study Prabhupada nicely, and you will feel definitely know that everything is here. There is no need of running here and there. Nobody can give you the devotional service. Prabhupada also expertly, he forces us to think about these matters. He doesn't insist anything. Only one thing he insists, that in whichever situation you are, please say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama. And that is the root of everything. You will get all the understanding by sincerely chanting your rounds. That's the only one thing he insists. He went all the way from Vrindavan to America. He didn't lecture anywhere. He went to that Nam Singh Park and started chanting. That is the beginning. From his own example, he has given us everything. And it's a silly thing we are following. When I see really Prabhupada and disciples roaming about here and there because of a bit of misunderstanding, it's a disgrace to ourselves. And that is great offense against Prabhupada. Whoever knows about Krishna outside India, his guru is already Prabhupada. And he has initiated us. In second chapter, these people have studied. Second chapter with the translation. Nice to hear these Karmi people, they are so known as. And they are doing very nice intensive study. Please follow them. This, in the second chapter of first canto, there is third verse. Yasvanu bhavam akhila shruti saram ekam adhyatma ditam atiti techanam tamundam sansarinam. बोले माता जी आपके दिमाग में वो काला बैठा है. This is the initiation process. Initiate means to begin, isn't it? That is initiate. And that is initiation. So we have begun this process. And here Vyasdev very nicely initiates us. And Srila Prabhupada is marvelous in purport. See here, Yasvanu Vavam Akhila Shruti Saram Ekam. The first thing is Yasvanu Vavam, our own experience, Sva Anubhav. We have crossed over the years in life and we have plenty of experience. We are staying in the community, we have so much experience. You have previous experience of your own life. So much bulk of experience is with us. On the other hand, Shruti Saram Ekam, Prabhupada's mercy, he has given us the essence of the Shruti Sar. This is the essence of all Shrutis, Vedanta Shruti. And this essence has got to be combined with our own experience. This is expertise in preaching. In preaching to ourselves first, and then to preach at large. This is initiation. You please be clear about your own experiences. Combine them with the sincere study of the essence of Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita
very meditative. This is the first thing you have to do. Then what will happen? Again, initiation is there. Then as soon as you combine your anubhava experience with the Shrutisar, Adhyatma Deepam, it will rekindle the transcendental knowledge, lamp of knowledge in your heart. And as soon as the lamp is there, what is the effect of that lamp? Then you will be able to atiti nirshatam tamandam. You will be able to cross over tamandam, all the lower modes. Blinding darkness of ignorance is completely dissipated. This is initiation. And the onus is on us. He is showing us the way. If somebody comes to me, I'll tell him that in the temple is here. You please go on the Sunday, you will get free prasadam. So they are attracted to free prasadam. But then endeavor is on their part. They have to find out a car, come here, attend the program, and then wait for the prasadam. The point, finger, we can point out. This is preaching. Svanu bhavam akrina sruti saramika. He has combined the experience with the sruti sar. He comes here and dances in kirtan and he gets the taste. The sruti sar. And then what happens? Unknowingly, the transcendental lamp in his heart is rekindled. And because of that, he can very easily cross over the blinded darkness of the ignorance. And once our ignorance is dissipated, then what is our duty? That is again initiation. Sansari nam karunayaha. Sansari. The people who are getting rotten in the vicious circle of birth, death, disease and old age. That is known as sansari. Karunaya. Be merciful to them. And aha. Please go on speaking. What? Purana guhyam. The mysterious Purana. Mysterious Bhagavad Purana. This is initiation. And we are already initiated by Vyasadeva, by Srila Prabhupada. And now again, where are you going to wonder about? Everything is clear in only three lines. And to that Guru, we be obeisances to. Please, this is the process. A very easy process to recognize the supreme authority of Krishna and give him place all over our existence. We have the controlling sense mind. It controls everything. So when the controlling sense is completely devoted to Krishna, the effect will be marvelous. But the only condition is that except him, we should not meditate around any other thing. This is the purport of today's verse. How much time is